Yo, back again, surprisingly. I was contemplating just like saying, fuck this shit, not doing it. But you know what? Here we go again. Welcome back, sowhat.com, vodcast, video, live stream, whatever you want to call it. I'm Justin. Just talking once again about, everything we got going on with the website and everything else, and whatever I want to talk about, really. Underground streetwear, music eventually, maybe someday, artwork, possibly. We'll find out. Per usual, got the main screen right here. I got my other screen right here, which I'll be like looking at, and that's what's showing the website. Boom, we're scrolling. So, you know, once again, August 1st should be launch of the e-commerce portion of the store, or of the website. This won't be the front page anymore. It'll look all e-commerce-y. So, once again, if you're a brand and you want to get on board, just send me an email, justin@sowhat.com, or you can, slide in my DMs on Instagram or Twitter. There's so many places that you can get in touch with me, and I'm usually responsive, like, within at least, like, an hour if I'm awake. It's not like I got better shit to do with my time, so. With that being said, let's just start cutting it up. So, I realized last time that the reason why I couldn't show my Chrome window was because, damn, hardware acceleration or some junk like that. And I Googled it, fixed it right afterwards, and I was kind of upset about it. So we're going to go through a few of those posts that I talked about last time and just kind of go back over so you actually get a visual along with it. So besides that, today I put out the interview we did with Strictly Original, like a creative house, actually like down the street in New York City here. So you can check out that interview, just talking about, you know, what do you guys do? Like, where do you get your creativity from? You know, who have you worked with that you like want to let people know, like, hey, check them out. really just not super long. Maybe four or five, maybe six questions, just real quick hitting what you got going on. But they provide some real good answers, so check that out. Earlier in the week or a few days ago, put out the interview with Panic State. And the whole reason I did like two interviews in a row was because they actually collaborated with each other on this product and this new release by Panic State. Breakfast Collection, Saturday Morning Breakfast Collection, I think that's what it's called. So, you know, it's all kind of vibey with like 90s-ish patterns and, you know, Fresh Prince vibes from it. So you can check that out as well. And also we talked about Steady Hands and their beachwear collection that came out. They got a lot, you know, everything you could expect from Steady Hands. If you're not a follower, or if you're not familiar, they come out, you know, a lot of gradients recently. They still do, and before, like, initially they were all about, like, pastel-esque, stripes, you know, like, they have this racer top with half its pink and half of its, like, super light blue on one side. It's really dope if that's what you're into. I had a Steady Hand shirt, once upon a time. I mean, it's not in my possession, but I still have it, if that makes sense. I know where it's at, I just don't. I can't bust it. I can't grab it off the wall over here. So, no, I fuck with Steady Hands. Wesley, it's out of New Jersey. Pretty dope. Just check him out. I'll show you the website here in a little bit. I'm going to go through after I get through this little spiel and kind of do like a walkthrough of a few websites, mainly these three, Strictly Original, Panic State, and Steady Hands. So check out all that. You know, if you want to read more, there's a whole lot more articles. Maybe like 150 articles that you can just run through, like different drops. There's a couple of the puffer jackets that Steady Hands came out with back in January. Looks like, you know, last video, if you want to watch, like, learn about why there's like so intermittent with the posts on this, watch my last video. It really talks about, you know, the history and hiring writers and losing writers and graduating college and all that shit. So check that out. But I'm just going to hop over and we'll look at the Strictly Original website. If someday I end up converting this into audio only, you'll be able to follow along, possibly, unless they change the layout of their website, by going to strictlyorig.com. That's strictlyorig.com. And we're just going to take a gander, see what's going on over here. I got a couple tabs on the front page, film, fashion, photography. If you don't know about Strictly Original, they're like a creative house. Like, they do a whole suite of different creative things. They do video photography, they're obviously creating clothing if they're collaborating with Panic State. So here's a couple, you know, videos that they worked on. I know in the interview they talked about this this rapper Killa Mo, and I think I've heard this song before. Like, after the interview, I had to check him out, and I was like, all right, cool. So we're just going to take a gander at this joint right here. Yeah, it's my dog. Yeah, you can see Strictly Original and the Panic State. Big collaboration. They had to do the product drop in the video. It's my dog. That boy a killer, but that nigga still my dog. All right, I mean, you can't go wrong with some Killa Mo over here. You know, the song came out, or the video was released June 15th. It's got about 1,700, almost 50 or 1,800 views. So, you know, it's obviously, he ain't goddamn Jay-Z, but he's on his way up. He's got 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, so clearly he's doing something right. People are liking his shit, so, you know, check out Killa Mo if you want. You know, he might be next up. Going back to the Strictly Orig website, videos, do photography as well. So if you can see this, you can see it. If you can't, just head over to the website and you should be able to, you know, take a gander your damn self. I already know this is password protected. So, okay, here's the Sunday morning cartoons. The collaboration with Panic State, got a couple pictures on here, just showcasing, obviously they did a photo shoot, or they did, must have done the photo shoot, because, well, they got pictures on here, and I assume they took them. So, you know, and these are also, a lot of the pictures are also on the So What website that you can check out from the interview I did with Panic State. Over the weekend. So that's Strictly Original. They're, like I said, creative house out of New York City. Film, photography, obviously clothing collaborations. So you can check those guys out if you want. Next, we're going to look at Panic State, PANYCstate.com, for those of you following at home. Panic State, the clothing brand, I'm just going to go to the About page and read it out loud. You know, PANYC State, pronounced Panic State, is a Philadelphia-based creative lifestyle apparel brand that produces clothing and accessories inspired by contemporary life. Our mission, to design and produce high-quality creative apparel with a focus on comfort, function, and wearability. All right. They make clothes, they're comfortable, and they work. Sounds good to me. I'm just gonna go check out the shop and see what else see what they have. We'll just go to new arrivals. Obviously, this is all gonna be the Sunday morning cartoons collection. Here's that crewneck sweatshirt I was talking about in the last episode. Really like. Do they have better? Oh no, they don't have better photos. I guess one bone to pick, Panic State. If you can get some more photographs on here, just showcasing like the actual like homeboy standing up, whether it's true to size, just showcasing the entire actual piece. Because looking at it right here, like I know what it says, but it's really hard to get the full grasp of the fit. Not even the fit, just the piece. Sorry. Well, it's true to size. Traditional fit, but still, if you can get some vertical models, that'd be ideal. What else they have? They got the Modern Life tee. This is like that Fresh Prince, you know, 90s pattern all over print. That's like super super nostalgic and throwback. Really cool, cut and sew. Not like, this isn't no gilding shit over here. This is like an actual piece that they had to work on. I mean, I'm not saying prints are like not worked on. I'm saying like, this is, you're paying for some quality right here. And it's not expensive at all. $24 for the shirt. That's super inexpensive for what you're getting. I mean, look at it. That's pretty fucking dope. Once again, we get some vertical models over here because... I don't know, I want to see, like, the whole shebang-a-bang, you know what I'm saying? I got a few other ones. I got the, you know, like most brands, not most brands, but as a brand, you should have, like, a basic logo shirt. Just because that's the shit. As a matter of fact, we're about to go on a little topic right now. We're gonna hold off on Panic State for a little bit. We're going to talk about the basic logo shirt that everybody wants to make, and everybody, like, there's different opinions about the basic logo shirt. So, you know, this is in a world where you got the funds to do it, but, and this is strictly my uneducated opinion, if I had a brand, we're starting to get big. You know, I got pencil productions. We're over here making shirts, hats, whatever. Strictly cut and sew, whatever the case is, we're pushing, you know, we're profiting $2,000 a month. I'm going full time with this shit. Honestly, I would take like $500 worth of my profit and buy just not the most inexpensive, but just a plain white shirts and black shirts. If it's, you know, single color, and if it's whatever works out for more bang for your buck, whether it's direct to garment or screen printed, and just have as many straight logo shirts as I could, and either give them away for free, or, and that's like to people at skate parks or wherever, if you're in college, giving up people like your friends with you at a party, like, yo, everybody gets a shirt, blah, 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 everybody's rocking the shirt. Or anybody that orders or has ordered any product in the last, like, whatever year, just send it to them for free. Because, all right, let's talk about just giving it away. Say you're at a house party, you know, it's almost football season. I don't care who you are, you're going to be tailgating. I don't even watch football, and I tailgated. We had some bangers last year, like 400 or 500 people in our backyard tailgating. If I wanted to start a brand, I should have then, because I could have sat there, printed out 100, 200 shirts for whatever, $1,000, $1,500, whatever. 100 shirts for $1,000. And just give them out to people, boom, 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 boom. Or have people do some silly shit, you know, keg stand, here's a shirt, whatever. And have it just be like, you know, logo, website, like cool graphic. Like just nothing, you know, crazy, nothing that, whatever. Logo, website, cool graphic. Because when they wear that, it doesn't matter if they wear it to the gym. They turn it into cutoff wear to the gym. They wear it, whatever, tailgating, you know, make it like school clothes or something cool. Wear it tailgating, wear it out to the bars, wear it out to other house parties. People are going to be like, yo, I've seen that shirt everywhere. What is it? I'm like, oh, shit, I got it at this party. Whatever, homeboy was throwing them out to people. You're going to convert your entire town, your entire city into fans just because you got so many eyes out there, like, looking at your stuff. I don't know if this would work in a big city like, you know, New York or Boston or Philadelphia or even Minneapolis or wherever, but like, especially where I went to school at, population was not that big. So if something was going on, everybody knew about it. So that's like, that's money. Or anytime, any like, right before you have a big ass drop, like when you're actually like making good money, you can do this like consistently and like this is actually something that's going to happen. Right before you have a drop or like right after a drop, whatever, you got something big planned and you got a whole like suite that's going to make you a lot of money. You take like $5 to $1,000 and just buy, or not even buy, but like take like $1,000 budget. You get, figure out how much it costs, you know, to ship all that stuff, get it all together. Like, all right, I can ship out 75 shirts. With this money, I set aside $500, $1,000, $50, whatever the money is. You say, all right, I'm going to go down. I'm going to look at every single sale that's ever been made on my website and go from the top down. For the most money, down. To from the whale to the guy that bought a shirt once, and that was it. And I just straight up send him it. Just send him it. Not even for any reason, but to, you know, how excited would you be if you one day you came home from wherever and you're like, oh, I got a package. Where's this from? You like look at it like, oh shit, like, you know, CLSC. Open it up, boom, there's like some stickers in there, like a letter, like, yo, thanks for being a fan, blah, 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 here's a shirt. And obviously you gotta remember their size, which will be in their order and all that stuff, but boom. Free shirt, they're gonna be like, oh shit, like, A, probably gonna be like get some get a couple posts on, you know, social media, people talking about it, like, oh, yo, got this free shit from so-and-so. That's dope, blah, blah, blah. You know, Panic State hooked me up with this logo tee. Check it out. Boom. Fans, fans, fans. All of a sudden, those people that were customers before is back up in their mind saying, yo, I'm going to go back. I'm going to buy his stuff. You go to your website, you say, oh, you know, drop coming tomorrow. New drop, dope pieces, blah, 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 hats, duffel bags. Beach towels, the whole shebang a bang. Guess who's gonna order? Those cats you just sent them shirts to, or socks, or stickers, or just a note. Let me just reverse all this. It doesn't even have to be a shirt. It could be something small, like a bloody O.J. Simpson glove. Like, I'm just looking around. Like, I don't got a bloody glove, but I'm just like, you could send them some headphones. You know, go make 100, 200 stickers, like two varieties, 100 each stickers. Boom, send them that. Like, make some lighters with your logo on them. Send them out, whatever. Everybody smokes cigarettes nowadays, I think. There's so many ways that you can just, like, enhance the image that the people that already bought from you or have never bought from you before, like, see you in. And I'm just, I don't know, it would be cool to see it happen. Like, maybe I'll start a brand someday and I'll just give out a whole bunch of free shit. And that would be the whole brand. Like, I won't even sell anything. I'll just give it all away for free. We'll make any money, but fuck it. Anyway, back to Panic State. Talking about just, you know, basic logo tee. Dope. Like it. I got some joggers, some more joggers, sweatshirt. It was like just like a logo sweatshirt. Cool shit, cool shit. What? Let's take a gander at some of their older stuff. We're gonna peep it out. They got hats. They got this couple graphic tees. Not really. I don't know. It's kind of hard to. It's almost like it's not really consistent with the. The new shit, like, I think they're just, like, kind of in the early stage where they're just kind of experimenting, like, let's put some graphics on it. Like, I don't see this, like, brain headphones. Was it the Galaxy Robot head tee? I don't see that anywhere else. Like that that image, this mechanical heart. The, what does it say? Nerd today, mogul tomorrow. I ain't gonna lie, I bought that shirt. But, you know, it's not anywhere else by the looks of it. So, that must have been like, you know, first run, like, let's put our graphics on a shirt, whatever, it'll be cool. So, that's cool. Like, I can mess with it, but that's probably why they're all on sale. I'm getting rid of some dead stock, you know. What we got going on here? I might buy both these hats just because I need some more hats because I don't got any hats. I got this one and that one. And I got one on the way. But all right, that's Panic State. If you want to check them out, PANYCSTATE.com. Now we're going to look at Steady Hands. Talked about it last time. And I was talking about, oh, gradients this, pastels this. Now I can actually show you. Boom. The gradient slides. Boom. Pastel sports bra. Boom. Pastel, I don't know what to call those. Women, booty shorts, I don't know. We got the pastel swimming trunks, the beach towels, pastel and gradient. The pastel slides that really fit well with his the racing jacket. I'll show you in a little bit. And boom, the gradient swim trunks. You know, you can tell there's some consistency here. Gradient, it was, you know, Pride was last month. Boom, we got gradients, not even gradient, well, it's just stripes, but his other stuff. Retro, we got pastel colors. Let's see. Let's look at jackets. Let me see if I can find this jacket real quick. Boom. All right, here it is right here. Well, that's the Speedway one, but there's a thinner jacket. But as you can see, it's all gradients and pastels. And that's, you know, like, it's super consistent. Right? So on the next page, pastels and gradients. Here's that racer or Speedway jacket. I apologize. Everything is all pastels and gradients. Like, I got this shirt right here. Yeah, this black one, no pocket. I don't know if you can right now, but when I ordered it, you could get it with a pocket on the front or without it. I said, no, I don't want no pocket on a regular t-shirt. So we cut that off. But yeah, Steady Hands, like, they're the homeboy. Oh, it's Wesley from New Jersey. He's making it happen. Like that, like the hat says, he's making it happen. Based in northern New Jersey, small independent clothing brand based around pale colors, soothing tones, and relaxed vibes. Beachy. Their values, all pieces are cut and sew. True. Their designs are original and no blanks are used. Everything is meticulously designed. Inspiration comes from many places, but it's hoped that the clothes hold their own unique nature, different from what you can find anywhere else. We don't believe in heavily branded garments. Almost all branding is minimal. The majority of pieces are branded only by inner tags and small minimal embroidered logos. Any large branding is hoped to still be unique in execution. Let me see if I can find a logo real quick. It's like a little hand holding the needle with some thread. Accessories, let's see. I don't know if I'll be able to find it in here. Oh, yeah, there it is right here in front of my face. Boom, that's the logo right there. Just super, super elegant. That's a good way to put that pinky out. That shit is elegant. So, you know, if you're starting a brand or you're looking to buy some clothes, take a look at Steady Hands because consistency's right there. Homeboy's got a pretty good size following. Everything's dope, and he has long ass hair. Like, whew, can't be any more luxurious than that. We're gonna look at this Normal Force right here next. Homeboys hit me up on Instagram. They said, hey, how can we get featured on your IG? And I was like, yeah, send me a fucking email. Send me an email. And I'm gonna check out their stuff live on here first before I do a write-up or anything like that. So let's dive in together. It's normalforce.org. NormalForce.org. That's the website. Right now, we're looking at their summer 2018 collection. We're going to take a look at the shop. So, and I did go on the website earlier, just briefly, so it's not all new, but, okay, first of all, the animation with the socks and with the, what are these, like, keychain? Not even a keychain. I don't even know what you call them. The things you hang off your keys that dangle and it's just kind of there. It looks cool. I don't have any because I got some just regular ass keys. Either way, keychain, sure, it's a keychain. Dope, animated, and the socks are animated. That's cool. Everything is super inexpensive. You get some stickers, Honey Bear stickers, two of them for $2. You get that keychain that says, if found, leave to die. And then downcast, and looks like some Japanese on the back. I don't know what that is. Is that a mountain? We're going to find out. We're going to click on this. What is it? Tags. Oh, blah. Oh, they're jet tags. Sorry, I wasn't in the Air Force. But, okay, yeah, I got one on my bag. Like, you clip it on your shit, and then it, like, flaps in the wind. So, it actually doesn't say what it says, like what it means. Maybe it might mean normal force. Dead Love Club. I don't know. It's up in the air, but I fuck with the colors because my favorite colors are black, red, and white, as you can tell. So, we got that. You got some gradient socks. Gradients are hot right now, I guess. You know, as we've just looked at, Steady Hands is doing it. Norman Force got some socks over here. I don't fuck with socks like that. I wear ankle socks. Because, I don't know, I don't really wear shorts unless I'm at the gym. So, I got one t-shirt on here. I ain't even got a Zeke Kapora T. I don't know who or what that means, but it's only $18. It looks like some dusty ass. What's all right? We'll just read the description. See what it is. Inspired by the work of Angelo Agostini, who died in 1910. He's an Italian-born Portuguese comic book artist. His work was often not heavily captioned, so that even the illiterate citizens of Brazil would have the ability to enjoy it and understand the stories. All right. Well, we're gonna take a look at this lookbook because I still like. It's a distress. Super distressed to the point where. I don't even know if you can. If you're watching this, we got a homeless bum on the ground with $20 and some singles, just looking flagrant. I know those are some Timberland Earthkeeper boots. It looks like, but yeah, he's looking super homeless over here with them earth tones, just laying on the ground, probably crunchy. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell, I don't know what this says. I wish I could tell you, but I don't even know what it is. You know, Normal Force, I ain't trying to, like, roast you or put you on blast or anything, but shit, dude. Let's go, all right, I'll tell you what, we'll go check out their Instagram, because I'm not even going to go to Spotify, because it's like, it's just playlists. He's not an artist, usually it's like a couple of, yeah, just playlists, but it's all, you know, pretty, fuck it, I'll go to it. We'll just go to the first one, let's see, we'll go to this one. We got XXX, RIP, 21 Savage, Travis Scott, Kendrick. I mean, pretty pseudo-mainstream. I don't want to say strictly mainstream because, you know, it's kind of, but so their IG, well, I guess they got some shorts coming out at some point, coming towards the end of the month. So they got more stuff coming, but as of right now, they got this bear. Like, I understand being bootstrapped and everything like that, but like going to the website right now, as like a third party, not a, you know, not family or friends or anything like that, as somebody that is outside of your current circle, this is not, it's looking slim. it's looking slender right now. So, I don't know. Even if you had those products on there as like a pre-sale, I think that'd be cool. Just so people can start, you know, it actually looks like a proper store. Because it looks, honestly, right now, it just looks like a bunch of random shit thrown up. Not shit, but like just random pieces thrown up there. And that's it. So, advice, Normal Force, throw some, throw your other shirts up there and just say, hey, you know, people click on and just say pre-order and then have them enter their email address and say, you know, when it comes out, send you an email. And then when it comes out, send them an email. And you should have a couple sales, like, on day one. So, check that out. Even these stickers right here. Coming soon. We'll put the zero stock on the website and say pre-order now. That way they can get ready for the drop. You know, it's, like I said, as a third party looking in, I don't know if I would come back here. I'd probably at this point probably just write you off. Sorry, homie. So that's Normal Force. That's normalforce.org. If you're watching this in the future, check them out. Hopefully their store is more populated and it looks, you know, just overall fuller, better, whatever. You want to go inside a store, a clothing store at the mall that had a row of the same shirt, a row of some socks, some stickers, and some keychains. Like, that's, I got more variety at a gas station for clothing. So, yeah, just populate that, man. Or have a bunch of shirts or a bunch of keychains or just something. It's just hodgepodge. Whatever. So, with all this being said, you know, per usual, hit up So What, SOWHT.com. Take a look at what we got going on there. I'm about to be working on this big-ass techwear guide right now. Follow us, all our social medias, it's all So What, SW. So, just bust out the old Instagram right here. You know, here it is. It might be backwards, but that's it. So, SOWHTSW, So What Streetwear. Just take a look, take a gander, take a peeksie. Follow us on that. Follow me on Twitter. If you're a brand owner and you want to get like an article written up about you and post it on the Instagram and Twitter and all that, just send me an email, justin@sowhat.com. And we're going to head and cut this motherfucker off.